This is the Big Leap College Bound, episode 13.
Welcome to the Big Leap, the podcast for college bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Hello, hello. I have the perfect podcast for you today. Okay, I couldn't resist that one. Instead of the perfectionism episode, maybe I should call this the striving for perfection episode, because that's what most of us do. Most of us aren't perfect, and nobody's perfect at everything. But it's the striving for perfection, even from a place that's miles away from perfection, that can be so painful. When we think that things need to be a certain way, and they aren't, we may feel like we're failing. Perfectionism is all tied up in this notion, this myth, that we shouldn't fail. When failure's something we should strive for, failure is the way we learn. When you get something right the first time, with no challenges, with no mistakes, you live in a very vanilla world. It's only through daring and trying new things and failing and learning from the mistakes that you build new mental muscles and you grow as a person. And even though you probably hear my words and agree with me intellectually that failure's a part of success, you'll probably still try to avoid failure at all costs, because that's what our culture teaches us to do. You've been told to do your best, and then you hear people criticized because they aren't doing better. You see this in social media all the time. It's pretty catty out there. I understand why you've bought into the idea of having to strive for perfection, but you don't have to keep buying into it, into this illusion of perfectionism. Perfectionism is a very seductive fantasy. Maybe there's a certain college you think if somehow you were good enough, you should be able to get into it. Or maybe there's a certain grade or certain friends or certain experiences you should have if you're good enough. Or maybe it's a certain career that everyone thinks is perfect for you. So what would you be or who would you be if you don't get that grade or get into that college or get a job in that perfect career? What would people say? What would they think? That's what causes the pain. And they don't even have to say or think things to make it painful for you, because you're doing it in your own head. The problem is the part about thinking you should be good enough, or that if you don't achieve the certain goal that you aren't good enough. It's the idea that you're less than that is so toxic. You're using perfectionism to try to protect yourself from rejection, to avoid criticism, and to try and stop people from judging you, including yourself. Dr. Brené Brown is fabulous. She's done a lot of research on this topic. And she says, perfectionism is a way of thinking that says if I work perfect, live perfect, I can avoid or minimize criticism, blame, and ridicule. And this is so important, that perfectionism is a way of thinking, because since it's a way of thinking, you can change it. You can change how you think. If perfectionism is a problem with how you think, then change what you think. If you're thinking that you should be in the top 10 in your class and you're not, check in on the reality of the situation. Are you in the top 50, the top 100? Then decide to think you should be in the top 50 or 100. How do I know you should be there? Because you are there. It's the reality. Or maybe you're in the bottom 10. It doesn't matter. Where you are at the moment is where you are, and fighting it will only bring you pain. Now, please know that this doesn't mean you shouldn't work to change it if you want to and work towards your goal. I applaud that 100%, but you don't need to think shame-filled thoughts about where you are now. In fact, if you do think badly about yourself where you are now, it makes it harder to get where you want to go. You can strive to be better without thinking less of yourself for being who you are right now. Trying to be perfect isn't the problem. It's what you think will happen if you're not perfect, that other people will think less of you and that you will think less of you. But you are intrinsically good enough just by being alive. There is no thing you have to be or do to be good enough. If you embrace this, it will probably shake your idea of who you are for a while. It's going to be a little scary to not define yourself as who you're aspiring to be. and start being okay with acknowledging who you are right now. So be as kind to yourself as you are to other people. It's all a journey. Once you get to perfect, however you've defined it, you'll probably be happy there a little while, and then your brain will set the bar higher, and there'll be a new perfect. That's just how the brain works. Getting to where you want to be is never the permanent solution to happiness. So it's worth taking a look at your thinking now. Figure out how you're good enough just as you are. If you're a perfectionist, try this. Allow yourself to be imperfect about being a perfectionist. In other words, instead of beating up on yourself mentally because you're a perfectionist, be okay about being a perfectionist. Decide to be a recovering perfectionist in search of embracing your imperfections. And even if you just have perfectionist tendencies, that's okay too. Just keep in mind that there's nothing you have to be that's any different than you are right now to be good enough to reach your goals. Well, that's all for this week. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.